Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery. Week 6, the preparation of the bride. Tuesday, related verses. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us be brought on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. Ephesians 4:13, 15, and 16. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verses 15 and 16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 1 Corinthians 3:6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Ephesians 5:24-26. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be subject to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. Ephesians 2:21-22. In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. 1 John 4:15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Suggested reading. In Revelation 19:7, his wife refers to the church, the bride of Christ. However, according to Revelation 19:8-9, the wife, the bride of Christ, consists only of the overcoming believers during the millennium, whereas the bride in 21:2 is composed of all the saved saints after the millennium for eternity. The wife of the Lamb in Revelation 19 is the aggregate of all the overcoming saints from Abel until the Lord's return. The aggregate of all the Old Testament and New Testament overcomers is the wife in Revelation 19:7, who will be ready for Christ's wedding. The readiness of the bride depends on the maturity in life of the overcomers. Furthermore, the overcomers are not separate individuals, but a corporate bride. For this aspect, building is needed. The overcomers are not only mature in life, but also built together as one bride. Christ will not marry each believer individually. Instead, he will marry his corporate bride composed of his overcoming believers. When we have been fully saturated with the triune God so that he flows out of us, we will be completely built and fitted together to become the glorious church, the beloved bride of the Lord Jesus. If we would be qualified to be the Lord's bride, we must grow and pass through many things. Being the bride involves more than being the church. For example, a little girl is not qualified to be a bride. Before she can be a bride, she must grow to maturity. She must also attend school and learn many things. Then a man will choose her for his bride. Different men may have different standards concerning whom they will consider for a wife. For example, someone with a doctoral degree may want a bride with a high education. He would regard anyone with less than a master's degree as unqualified to be his bride. Likewise, the Spirit has very high requirements for his bride. Will the Spirit take a bride who is immature? Surely the answer is no. The Lord will not come for his bride until she is mature and fully prepared for him. Do not think that as long as we are the church, we are qualified to be the bride. This is similar to saying that any female, regardless of age or maturity, is qualified to be married. No. Certain requirements must be fulfilled in order for us to be the bride. It is easy for Christians to say that we are all the church, but when the Lord Jesus comes as the bridegroom, will we be qualified to be his bride? The Lord may tell us at that time that we are not yet qualified, that we need further growth and maturity. Do you have the assurance that you will be included as part of the bride? I do not believe that anyone who is merely a Sunday goer can be part of the Lord's bride. When the time comes for the Lord to take his bride, will you be ready? Will you be qualified and matured? We all need to grow and mature so that we may be qualified at the Lord's coming to be included as part of his bride. According to Matthew 25, when the Lord comes back, those who are ready will sit with him at the wedding feast. To be ready here means that the bride has made herself ready, that God has completed his building work in man, and that we have grown and matured in the Lord's life. These three matters, God's building in us, our growth in the Lord's life, and our getting ready before the Lord, are all linked together.